Hey, this is Chaz West from Westbound, and you're watching CMS TV. Rock on!
The Up From the Ashes release. That is Don Dokken with Down in Flames. And just before that, we heard something from Dude Bro there. He said he wanted to hear Slave Rider with Is There Rock and Roll in Heaven? Chris, you are a theological student. Is there rock and roll in heaven?
Of course.
Is there?
No.
All right.
There's just hymns.
All right. And then we heard from the Mississippi truck driver with some Pat Travers with snorting whiskey and drinking Coke.
Hmm. Seems healthy.
All right. So there you are. Some tunage for our fans.
Awesome.
All right. Well, what do you have for wrapping up the show? Do you have anything in particular?
Saw you, man. I saw the email. You want to go with that?
What did I send you?
Eddie Trunk?
Oh, yeah. Let's go with that, because actually Ozzy Ace sent that over.
Okay.
And he said the Shriller returned with his rant on Heart.
On Heart?
Apparently so. He said the Shriller went crazy on You by the band Heart. And okay. I guess he had mustache. I obviously didn't listen to this because I never listen to these things because I want to be just as surprised as everybody else when I hear it for the first
time. Sure.
So, yeah, he sent that over earlier and said that Eddie Trunk went all Shriller with some kind of a rant on Heart.
I don't know about Heart. I certainly am aware that he was going crazy about the Eagles because Don Henley's out there, you know, miming.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I watched another video of this, of the Don Henley, where this sound engineer guy took a video from like two years ago.
Okay.
And then a video like from the current tour and lined up Don's vocals. Like, even though they're recorded like from the audience or whatever.
Yeah.
He lined them up.
And it was dead on, right?
Dead on. No variations at all in his voice and his inflections, nothing.
They've been doing the backing tracks for quite a while.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Well, at least 2 years. So, yeah. But how shitty. I listened to Trunk, and this is one time I'm going to. Yeah, he goes way overboard with this. But, all right. But he's not wrong in this. His basic point is the Eagles are known for the vocal.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's what the Eagles are.
Well, you know, it was obviously Don Felder, Don Henley, and dead guy.
Yeah, Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey. So their vocal harmonies kind of stood out and kind of made the Eagles what they were. I mean, as far as what they stood out for is their vocal ability.
Yeah. So for them to be miming is a little, that's really not
good. I mean, you know, one of my favorite bands, obviously, which I haven't seen in years because it's just not the same band, is Chicago, with the vocal harmonies of Peter Cetera, Robert Lamb, and Terry Kapp. I mean, they established themselves as the band Chicago because of their strong harmony vocal ability to meld a unique sound.
Right.
What the Eagles did. They had a very unique sound.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, Trunk's not wrong on this, but yeah, he's, if this is the same clip that I heard, Trunk is like squeezing his balls to Shrill even more than normal.
Well, according to Ozzy Ace, when he sent this over, he goes, Trunk loses it on Heart, bashing backing tracks and concerts and so on. He goes high voice,
full mode.
Full mode.
Right. All right. Well, let's see what he's got to say here.
All right.
And I kind of forgot about this. So last week, I think it was, I had gotten a few people call into this show saying that Don Henley of the Eagles was lip syncing.
All right. So this
and
is
I to your point. Said on look, you know
what?
So this is to your point.
Yeah.
All right.
And he starts to, I mean, he's on this quest like he's going to change people from using tracks, which is never going to happen. But
the unfortunate part is, the unfortunate part is that these legacy acts are 40 and 50 years in.
Yeah.
Doing what they do. And the songs that we all love and know and blah, 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 they were recorded when these artists were in their late teens, early 20s, and now they're 70, pushing 80 years old, and they're just not going to sound like 20-year-olds anymore. That's just the fact. You know, but the fact is that we, as Americans or even worldwide, we know and love these songs.
Yeah.
And we want to see our favorite bands, artists perform these songs, but we also want to hear them the way that we heard them when they recorded them 50 years ago. And unfortunately, the human body doesn't work that way.
Right.
So in reality, these artists know that, hey, listen, I can't sing like I did when I was 23. I'm 73 now. You know, so should I give the fan, should the fans be able to see me in person and hear the vocals they want to hear? Or should they see me in person and hear what I sound like today?
Yeah.
I mean, again, I don't know.
Well, dude, the bottom line is it's up to the fans.
I guess.
If don't the fans will go.
Yeah, don't go to the show.
Yeah, don't go to the show. If I do think that the bands ought to say that they use tracks or not tracks, but I don't think it's up to Eddie Trunk to make the fucking decision.
Well, I agree with that. I agree.
You know, if he doesn't want to see a band that's going to that's using tracks, don't go.
Yeah,
then they go. I personally, I want to see a good show, especially if I drop a few $100.
Yeah, I agree. And shows these days are fucking expensive.
Yeah, if I go see Aerosmith, that Aerosmith Black Crowes,
and I'm thinking I'm gonna go.
Yeah, if I go see that and it's $500 fucking bucks, I'm not gonna get any satisfaction out of telling myself that Steven Tyler's doing the best that he can when he stinks. I'm not getting any satisfaction. Like, Eddie gets satisfaction out of that somehow.
I don't get that. It's just like, well,
fuck that.
Steven Tyler needs to enhance his vocals a little bit to make a good show. I'm all for that.
He can enhance them 100% for all I care. All I know is I want to have a couple of beers, smoke a joint, be buzzed up a little bit, and be like, I'm back in the saddle, you know, singing it from the crowd.
Exactly.
That's what I want. I don't want to hear Steven Tyler doing, I'm back in the saddle again. I don't want to hear that because it's authentic. Go fuck yourself, Ed. You're not fucking being authentic with anybody but your opinion.
Well, again, you're making my point. Do I want to see Steven Tyler in person, but do I want to hear the songs the way that I remember them?
Yeah. So and that's up to each individual fan, not Eddie Trunk.
And that is what the older bands are giving their fans.
Yeah.
They're going, okay, I'm going to show up. I'm going to wear my my scarves and all this other stuff. And I'm going to have the long hair and I'm going to look. And I'm going to look sort of like what I did 50 years ago, but I can't carry the show like I used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. But everybody's different. Some people want it, some people don't. And if you don't, then don't fucking go. So that's it. But I do think the band should say, though, they should tell you in advance that it's a, you know, enhanced tracks.
It's an enhanced show.
Or just give it a different name. One's a concert, one's an experience.
Right. I agree with the term experience. The Aerosmith experience. The Eagles experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but Ed the can Bobby go fuck himself Blotzer with this.
Experience.
Yeah, the Bobby Blotzer experience. It wasn't rad, it was the Bobby Blotzer experience.
Sure.
And if you don't want to see the experience,
then don't pay the money.
Then don't fucking go. And I promise you, they're still going to go. So Ed needs to shut up like he's the fucking bastion of all that's live music. Shut up.
Right.
Two-housed fuck. Shut your fucking mouth. All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
Don't need me to tell you how I feel about anybody doing this. And everyone knows this is a soapbox issue for me, and I'm glad I've made it one.
Yeah.
And I've made it one.
Did you make it?
It's all him.
Make it that way? It's all you?
It's all him. It's all him.
For years now.
What?
All right.
Let's go.
Okay. Because it's incredibly important to rail against it. And
incredibly important.
You know, I've said the writing's on the wall if people keep accepting it. Well, more than one person called in and said Don Henley of the Eagles was doing this, which blew my mind.
Really?
Blew his mind. Mm-hmm.
Because the whole point of the Eagles is the vocal. Like, the whole selling point of hearing them live is to hear the vocal done live because they're all amazing singers. It'd be like the Beatles coming back together and them running tracks. It's insane to even think about.
I'd go see the Beatles running tracks. But I'd go see that in a minute.
Yeah, but the thing is as far as the Eagles are concerned, there's only one really original vocal Eagle in the band.
Yeah, just Don, right?
That's it.
Because it's what? Don, Vince Gill.
And Joe Walsh.
And Joe Walsh. And
but he wasn't part of the original Eagles.
No. He's dead, right? Timothy B. Schmidt? Did he die?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you.
Let me see if he died.
But Don Felder, Glenn Frey, and Don Henley were the core. I might be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that's the case, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So Don Henley's still in the band. Mm-hmm. Glenn Frey is dead. And Don Felder no longer in the band.
Is Schmidt still in the Eagles?
Yeah, but he wasn't the original.
No, he's just another guy.
Yeah, he was a replacement guy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about the Eagles as you remember them in the 70s iteration, which is what made the big pop songs,
yeah,
it was those three guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only one guy left out of that trio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So what? Who cares? Who cares if they run tracks?
Yeah.
Don't fucking go, Ed.
Yeah. So it's only one dude.
Yeah.
You know, recreating what you remember from your radio staple.
Yeah. Eddie is tiring.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Well, more and more proof. And if you go on the internet, and I'm glad this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm glad people are starting to care.
Yeah.
No, not.
If you go on the internet,
call
on YouTube,
out for
there are blatant
money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a jagoff.
You're getting old men up there trying to pretend that they're 25 years old again.
Yeah. How about this, Ed? I don't need you from your two studios and your two homes fucking telling people how to fucking perform for me.
Yeah.
Preach it all you want for you and what you're into, but don't preach for anybody else.
Fucky.
Yeah, just shut up.
Yeah. Make sure they know your name, because you're going to tear this shit down. You're going to burn this house down.
Yeah. And if one band comes on and says, well, we're not using tracks anymore, Eddie will be the first one going, see, I did that. I'm the one that stopped Glenn Don Henley from using tracks.
The next thing is like, well, they put on a subpar performance.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't sound as good as they could have because they sounded like they were really raspy. They should have taken better care of themselves at 75 years old.
His whole take to me is dumb. And I know people don't agree with me either. There are definitely those out there like, I don't give a shit if they sound absolutely horrendous. I want the live experience only.
Well, good for you.
Go ahead. Go right ahead. I skip those shows. You know, when I see a band that I know stinks, I don't go. Fuck that. All right, here we go.
Eaten videos of Don Henley clearly not singing with vocal coming out.
Oh, my God.
It's even gone so far that a recording engineer put up a waveform of the recorded file against the quote-unquote live file, and it's identical, which is impossible to do.
Not what he did, but okay. He took two live performances.
Right, it went back to back.
Yeah. All right. But anyway. All right, Ed.
If you recall when Paul Stanley was being accused of this, which, you know, of course was true. I mean, Ace has said it a million times in recent interviews that as rough as his voice can be, at least it's real. He keeps saying, at least I'm not singing to a track.
Yeah, and it's terrible. You paid $75 to see Ace Frehley and he sounds half drunk. Paradise, baby. Paradise. Sounds awful. Just stop. You worry about you, Ed. Don't worry so much about the fucking world. The world doesn't circulate around your big bald head, you fuckwad. Shut up. God damn, man. Fucking A. All right. Here we go.
But the same thing when the whole Kiss thing, somebody put the waveform up on YouTube, meaning the real vocal, the recorded vocal. It's madness. So now
madness.
You have the Eagles.
It's madness. It's madness.
It's madness.
It's the reason that everything else in the world is chaotic because of this track issue. This dude, I get it. He's in the rock and roll world, and he really does overplay the importance of this, doesn't he? Jesus. All right, here we go.
A band totally known for harmonies with the lead singer allegedly not singing or unless singing live. And you can't even get your head around this. And the Eagles are going to come into this city.
What?
It's one of the original guys.
Yeah. See, dude bro is getting it right on the head. You have to care about this the way I do.
Right.
Shut up.
It's one guy out of the three.
Yeah. No one cares.
Yeah. It's over.
Yeah. You know what I haven't seen? A bunch of fans posting about how they got ripped off at the Eagles shows.
Yeah. They still go to the Eagles show because they want it's another tequila sunrise.
Yeah. I haven't seen any shows canceled because of low attendance for the Eagles.
Not at all.
So just don't worry about it, Ed. Doesn't concern you.
They're willing to pay those premium prices to remember the 70s.
Yeah. Show us another video and write about how Tesla doesn't use tracks again, Ed. You seem to post that on your fucking social media once a week, you fuck. Every fucking week. Here's a band that doesn't use tracks. It's Tesla.
I'm not aware of that because I'm not on social media. So I could get two shits.
He wears you out with it. Just Eddie is like, he just wears you out with the same dumb banter about a fucking fairly nonsensical topic.
Right.
That he cares about. He and probably less than 5% of the rock community gives a shit. You know, but whatever.
All right.
Vegas and headline the Sphere for God knows how many nights, make God knows how many millions of dollars.
You live there. Okay. Ed, why don't you know how many nights they headlined at the Sphere?
How about even let's stop right here for a minute. Is the take the band off the stage of the Sphere?
Right.
Everything else about the fucking Sphere experience is make believe.
Yes, it's all about the virtual experience.
Everything about the Sphere. The video, the backgrounds, the changing of the backgrounds and the aura that they do and the three-dimensional, everything about the Sphere is fake.
It's immersive video. That's what it is. It just draws you in like you're into a whole new dimension. That's what that whole Sphere is about.
But this fucking goober is worried that amongst the two-hour performance of all fake lights and video and massive fake shit, that the fucking six guys on the stage aren't playing for real.
Well,
are you fucking kidding me with this?
They're probably playing. I have no doubt that they're actually playing their instruments, but vocally, it may not be 100%. But dude, regardless, you're still seeing the most of the guys, or some of the guys, I'm going to say some of the guys who made these songs that you go, oh yeah, Hotel California, Take It Easy.
Yeah.
But Take It to the Limit, man.
He's missing the point completely, though. He's bitching that these guys are going to make millions of dollars playing at the Sphere. The Sphere is fake.
Yeah, but again, regardless of that, they earned it.
Yeah. The people at the Sphere want to pay them knowing that they're going to do this.
Yeah, but
so who gives a shit? But
the thing is somehow, some way, at this point in time, they created this music that you love so much. Whether you call it place and time, right place, whatever. They somehow rode that wave for 50 years.
Yeah.
And that is what brought you here today, because you go, oh my God, I was 12 years old when I heard Take It to the Limit. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, fucking awesome, man. I got my first kiss. Mm-hmm. I had braces on my teeth, but some chick took interest in me in fifth grade.
Yeah,
you know, and now I'm 59 years old and I want to hear those songs and relive that memory of Johnny down the street who felt me up at our treehouse.
Yeah, no one is going to the Sphere. All
they care about.
No one's going to the Sphere. Can you imagine spending $1,000 to go to the Sphere and hearing 80-year-old Don Henley croaking out Hotel California?
Right.
After you spent $1,000 and you're looking at this amazing, impressive cartoon, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, it is. It's
animation. And then instead of having the song sound picture perfect, you get Desperado. Why don't you come to your senses?
It's another tequila sunrise. Oh, no, my God, dude. I had my first drink at 19 years old, and some guy fingered me in the back of his Chevy Nova.
Well, and Ed wants to hear, it's another tequila sunrise. That's what Ed wants to hear at the fucking Sphere.
Right.
Shut your fucking mouth, two radio shows. Shut up. God, he's so annoying with this shit, thinking that his way is the only fucking way. I'm not even saying my way is the only way. If you want to go see it the way Ed wants to, go ahead.
The thing is, it's called discretionary spending.
Yeah.
And if you want to spend that kind of money to go see whatever iteration of the Eagles is touring around, God bless you. Go.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I was thinking about going to see Judas Priest. How many quote unquote original members are in Judas Priest right now?
One.
Two?
One.
One.
Just Ian Hill.
Okay.
Because Glenn's not, I mean, I guess Glenn's still in the band, but he's not really touring with them.
Is he? He's sort of like steps out on stage and goes, hi, everybody. And
not every show.
No.
Just every once in a while.
Yeah. So Rob Halford is not an original member.
No.
Is he a member during the most popular era? Yes. Is he the original member? No.
No.
So if you want to see Judas Priest, you don't have any of the quote unquote, the original guitarist cranking out those licks.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So should Ed rail against that Judas Priest is out there touring with a pretty strong album right now and said, there's no original guitarist. KK's not.
Well, he's fine with replacing members. He's not fine. He's not fine with piping in the sound.
Oh, I see.
It's okay if you replace members.
So Andy Sneap is okay to play live.
Oh, sure. As long as he's actually playing.
Oh, okay.
Ed is just this whole thing about wanting the fact that he purposely wants to hear shitty shows is him being a fucking delusional fucking mongoloid. Just stop.
Dude, I'm glad we're on Rumble because YouTube would have kicked you off for such an insensitive comment.
Don't care. These guys, Ed makes me annoyed.
You're such a hateful dick. You know what? I'm going to, after tonight's show, I'm going to have to reconsider my association with you as a radio show partner because, you know, when you say mongoloid and say that with no reserve at all.
Is that a bad word now? Mongoloid?
Well, you know, you kind of refer to it as the R word, and it's really upsetting to me, and I'm emotionally upset about this, and it's just upsetting, and I'm glad we're on Rumble, because Rumble, you know, they don't censor our words, and they don't make it up, you know, they don't make judgments and kick us off their platform because we say things, but you know, I'm kind of siding with YouTube at this point.
Well,
because I think they're kind of right, kind of censoring what we say and do on the show, because somebody needs to keep you in check, and I hate you for it.
All right, bye. See the rest of you Monday, I guess.
Fuck you, YouTube, you cocksuckers.
I know, I hate them.
All right, let's go back to Eddie.
All right, let's listen a little more of this. We ain't getting near through this tonight. But
it's fun, though.
We'll keep this one for next week, too.
I'm having fun, though. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Did you hear Don Henley's recorded voice? It's fucking madness.
Ooh, language.
It's madness. So,
is it?
I mean, somebody's got to do something. Like,
or else what? Is the world going to end? Somebody's got to do something.
Chris, what are you going to do about this? God damn it.
Where are the promoters?
Didn't you interview Don Felder from Columbus, Ohio or some shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did he do about this madness?
This madness! Jesus. All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm really going to try to hold it together here, but I just can't even get my head around this because...
Tape around your head.
It's a lot of space for it. No hair to get in the way.
I got some gaffer's tape right here. I'm gonna pull a strand out right here for Eddie's head. Wrapped Eddie. Around Eddie's head.
There you go. Nice. Need more than that. Need a new roll.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
When you like, I understand if you got some poor bastard who lost all his money and has maybe one hit and he's 75 years old and he's just trying to make a living and like, okay, you know, the guy's just trying to keep his lights on. He can't sing anymore. Okay. Even then, I don't approve of it. Even then, just go get another singer.
I don't approve.
Well, if Eddie doesn't approve, then it might as well get off the road.
Jesus Christ, it's over for you, pal. Yeah. You're going to have to live in the fucking streets.
Yeah. How about this, Eddie? Ed
doesn't approve.
How about this, Ed? Every musician is a business. Their business is to put asses in the seats. However that happens, that's what their business is. Say all you want about Don Henley being a lip sync guy. He's putting asses in the seats. That is his job, and he's doing it better than most.
Yeah, and that's what the promoter wants. He wants return on his investment.
I promise you that the promoter of the Sphere that's dropping $2 million a night for the Eagles doesn't give a shit if it's brought in through a tape, through a laptop, through sign language, through whatever. If people will sit there and watch it, he will put that fucking old decrepit piece of shit out there to do it. Whatever that means, stop with your bullshit. Just stop with your bullshit. Don't go to the show.
Unfortunately, Eddie, and you're well aware of this as someone who worked at a quote-unquote a record label and signed Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
It's all about the dollars. It's not about performance. It's not about craftsmanship. It's not about being a musician. It's about making money for whatever entity signed that artist. Yeah.
Who has been more egregious with being fake live than his favorite fucking band? Kiss Alive 2 is completely a studio album. I guarantee you he still listens to it. You think he threw that record away thinking, well, this isn't really live. I'm not listening to this anymore.
No.
He still listens to it knowing the way he talks about Kiss once an hour. Just shut up, you fucking two-faced idiot. Jesus.
All right.
All right, we'll play a little more of this and then we're done. Because I'm getting a sore throat from yelling. I'm shrilling.
You're getting enraged.
I'm the shriller tonight. Jesus. Right. All right, here we go.
Like, you know, like in Ace's situation, his voice ain't great. We know that. He's at least singing for real. And in my view, if he wants to keep playing guitar and he's just not there vocally, go get a singer. Half the set in his band is sung by somebody else anyway.
Okay, there's a big difference between Ace Frehley, who was like the third singer in his band that sang like four songs that people liked, and Don Henley. Don Henley's voice has to be part of the Eagles. You can't, what are you going to do? Get his son Tim up there? Hey, here's Tim Henley now singing.
Right.
And Don waving from the side. Hey, I'm here too. The fuck are you talking about?
Well, I hate to say it to you, Eddie, but it's the end of the innocence.
If we're going to get to the heart of the matter, Eddie, it's like this. Stop spreading your dirty laundry around, Ed.
If we weren't such music aficionados, these jokes would not make any sense.
I know. If you want to see the live version of the Eagles, Ed, go to the Sunset Grill.
Jesus Christ. Ed, you're just not building the perfect beast.
No, not at all. Come on, Eddie. Jesus. I'll tell you what, I might listen to another New York minute's worth of this interview.
Dude, again, how many people get these jokes?
Me and you. Only the boys of summer get it, really.
Right, of course.
You know, that's the only ones that know. All right, I'm done with that.
All Ed wants to do is dance.
Weird and Errol.
I loved it. Loved it.
Too funny.
All right. I know you want to get cut out. Yeah,
let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. Well, again, everybody, I appreciate everybody who's tuned in from whatever, you know, outlet we have. It's been fun.
Yeah.
This last segment was just.
Dude, Ed is always a fucking.
Ed is always a crack up.
Because we're so, because we're just so opposite of him with his. What do you want to call it? Passion?
Well, it's ideology.
Yeah, it's passion over reason.
Reality. No, yeah. it's passion over reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. You
know, we'll play this clip next week. We'll come back to this.
More to it, but it's funny. We'll but anyway, we appreciate everybody who's tuned in from all of our outlets. And thanks for hanging with us for the last 6 hours. And
yeah.
We're going to get out of here. We'll do this thing all over next Saturday night. So I will let you pick a song. Since we're talking about the Eagles, and again, I know you're a bigger Eagles fan than me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the Eagles. I'm not a hardcore. But I know you know their catalog way better than I do. So I will let you pick a song.
I'm going to go easy. And Take It Easy.
Really? Simple.
Yeah, we'll just Take It Easy from, you know, I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to hold me.
Right.
Two that want to scold me.
And I have been to Winslow, Arizona.
Have you?
I have many
Look
times.
At Look at that. I have.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next Saturday night. We'll do this thing all over again. So... this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Egan.
And we're gone.
Bye, kids.
Are you looking for a way to support the Seth Williams Show? Get your Seth Williams Show merchandise today. From coffee mugs to clothing and everything in between, our high-quality merch is the perfect way for you to not only support the show, but show everyone what is the greatest show going today. Just go to shop.thesethwilliamsshow.com now, shop around, and buy some great merchandise from the Seth Williams Show. Shop today.